Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the five, it's first and goal. With Malcolm Brown behind him, they give to Brown straight ahead. He charges in for six. Touchdown, LA! 3:31 to go in regulation, and the Rams take it back to a two-score lead.
I thought at the most timely spots, our guys rose up. You know, to be able to see Josh Reynolds make some timely catches, I thought the third down where he ended up having poor leverage on Fuller, broke that leverage. Jared delivers him a good ball. What a play by Jared Goff in the empty formation to recognize kind of a trap-type coverage where Fuller comes off on the outbreak from Josh, and he opens up the whole shot for Gerald. You know, I hate that the one big play to Josh came back, but really I love the way that our guys overcame it. To see Malcolm end up punching that one in was big, and then to be able to close out the game in a four-minute situation and be able to take a knee, that's always a good thing for us.
Hits, misses, and messes. Time to talk football after hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, we always have that in the NFL, hits, misses, and some big messes. The Rams are trying to make the most of what's been a bit of a messy first two-thirds of the season. Now it's 6-4 for head coach Sean McVay. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We're pleased to welcome to the show Joe Curley, who covers the Rams for the Ventura County Star and the USA Today Network. Joe, when you look at the box score for this game, it jumps off the page at you that they really concentrated on running the ball, but to the detriment, I guess, of Jared Goff's stat line. He only attempts 18 passes. Is this the new Rams offense?
Well, it's funny. Coach McVay was asked that after the game, and he kind of gave an affirmative, but it was kind of a, I don't want to call it wishy-washy, but it was kind of, you know, infirm. It was just basically, yeah, we'll see. but, you know, I think basically without Brandon Cooks, without Robert Woods, with a tight end core that was all banged up, you know, all their tight ends were questionable going into the game, with a kind of a new-look offensive line, with a rookie at tackle, you know, they were running out of options, and I think they were kind of forced to, you know, use some of this Todd Gurley that they had been saving up, and it, you know, it paid off. You know, Todd Gurley showed us tonight that, you know, if he's asked to carry the load, he can still do it.
What do you expect with the offensive line moving forward? It's already been through so much transition this year.
Yeah, it's hard to really predict because, you know, we thought we had a handle on what their plan was in the off season, and, you know, they had a couple things not work out, and they had a couple injuries, and they reshuffled it once, and it didn't quite work out. You know, I thought they looked pretty good early in the Pittsburgh game, and then Brian Allen gets hurt, and they have to reshuffle again. And so, you know, I think, you know, they're kind of doing their best to make it work with baling wire and, you know, a little
duct
bit
tape.
Chewing gum here. And yeah, I tell you, yeah, duct tape. That would probably be better than some of the performances they've had. Duct tape, really strong. But, you know, I think, you know, the tackle that they did give a shot to today, Bobby Evans, had, you know, some really good reviews, played really well. They gave, you know, a lot of the players kind of gave him props after the game. So, you know, if he can kind of continue that upswing and give them maybe just a little bit of a platform offensively, you know, then maybe they may have enough to chase down Seattle. Still certainly a big ask, but, you know, for one more week at least, they're still in the running.
When you talk about this offense and the massive shift, you know, so much of it has been about the injuries and about the offensive line. How has the team itself, though, in the locker room handled what's been some frustration after a season last year in which they were known for the high-octane, high-powered passing attack?
You know, I think, you know, they're not what they've been But I do think when you look at some of these performances, you know, defensively, they've picked up the slack. I mean, I think the last couple of weeks they've looked really strong, especially since they've added Jalen Ramsey. You know, I thought it was, you know, when they made the move for Ramsey and they basically moved beyond that secondary that was Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters and John Johnson. I mean, they had some huge, you know, they turned over that basically the entire secondary besides Eric Weddle. And, you know, Troy Hill, who steps into the starting lineup opposite an all-pro in Jalen Ramsey, you know, the day after they trade for Ramsey, says, I know I'm going to have a target on my back. I know that opposing player, you know, opposing coaches are going to game plan against me and attack me, and I'm going to see a lot of action. And he's been ready for it. He went out there today. He had a pick. He had a sack. He, you know, really played well. So I think three or four PBU, you know, pass breakup. So, you know, I think they've adapted, you know, I think Rams fans probably aren't as entertained as they've been the last, in the NFL in general, and, you know, football fans in general, not as entertained. Certainly tonight was not as entertaining a football game as that great Monday night game with the Chiefs last year. But, you know, I think they're more balanced a team and you know, they're adjusting, they're finding ways to win. And I think they're going to stick around in this race at least until December and adapt their way and put themselves in a position to continue to win going into next year. So they're not the team they've been, but, you know, they still have shown ways that they can win.
Do you think they've stayed optimistic and positive throughout these difficulties?
I mean, I think they've been professional, and I think that's part of it, you know, is showing up and keeping, focused and listening and doing what the coaches tell you. We haven't really had, you know, even though there's been some kind of testy, you know, press conferences, there hasn't really been huge blow-ups or, you know, anything. You know, they're still kind of together as a team, which is all you can ask when you know, things aren't going maybe as well as you can expect.
Mm. Joe Curley from the Ventura County Star with us following Sunday Night Football between the Rams and the Bears. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I want to get your, I don't know if you were still in the press box at the time, but when the announcement was made that Mitch Trubisky was leaving the game with a hip injury, did you hear them say that it was because of injury, or were you as confused as the rest of us?
Yeah, I was going down at that point, to prepare for the post game. But, you know, I know that's kind of been made a huge deal, but, you know, the game, I guess, is kind of out of reach at that point. What, it was the last series? And,
right.
You know, there was a two-score game at that point. I mean, I know it's basically all that, you know, the Chicago side asked about after the game. So certainly it's a big story there, but, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, the game was over or certainly decided, and you know, if you're going to take the starting quarterback at that situation, you know, in that situation, I don't mind it. I you know, better than him get injured on that last series and you know, affect things going forward, right?
How did you see the Rams defense really bottle them up on the Bears side?
Yeah, I thought, you know, there was some good pressure, you know, but, you know, they had, let's see here, three sacks, two by Aaron Donald, four quarterback hits by Donald, another big night from him. I thought Samson Ebukam had a couple nice plays, a reserve off the bench. Clay Matthews, after having a really good first half of the season, coming off certainly, you know, halted by that broken jaw, but, you know, his presence has been felt since he's been back. And again, like these kind of lesser guys in the secondary, Taylor Rapp and Troy Hill, you know, really kind of coming to the forefront with, you know, now that they've gone out and you know, Jalen Ramsey has the big moment where he picks up Allen Robinson and throws him down. So, you know, you really had, you know, some, I mean, I think the defense, they might be in a position where if they want to make this kind of mid-season switch to, you know, winning with defense and running the ball, I think it's there for them. You know, the schedule might make it tough. Certainly the toughest game left on the schedule is probably next week's game against the Ravens, which is going to be a big one. But, you know, I think it's there. They you know, they might be able to kind of switch the you know, switch up a little bit and kind of change gears midstream and see if they can make the playoffs playing that sort of ball.
They wouldn't be the first team to do that this year. We've certainly seen a lot of shifts. Yeah, toward running the ball and ball control, and then, of course, trying to play some tough defense. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The Rams, as you say, are now 6-4, and so have kind of put themselves in a bit of a pickle in the NFC West, and they've got two really good teams above them. But how much for the Rams have you seen the leadership, really? I mean, Jared Goff now, you can't consider him a young quarterback anymore, I don't think, and Peyton's got a couple years under his belt. You mentioned they stay professional, but you know, who steps up to keep this team moving forward?
Well, I mean, tonight it was Gurley in this kind of patchwork offensive line. It was, you know, some of these role players defensively. You know, I think that, you know, we talk about how difficult it is. You know, there's really no room for error in the NFC because, you know, I think Rams fans have been watching the scoreboard, you know, the last 2 weeks, and they, you know, they get all excited because the, you know, the Broncos are up 20-0 against the Vikings, and what was it, the Niners were down 16-0 today,
right,
and
right.
Maybe they start thinking, hey, maybe we'll get a couple breaks and we'll get back in it, and both those things kind of fell through for them. So, you know, it kind of you know, it gives you a little example of just how thin you know, their room for error is. You know, they're probably going to have to put together, you know, a winning streak to even give themselves a chance. But, you know, it's probably, you know, they're in a much better position, obviously, than the Bears, whose season's probably ended tonight. This was, you know, a lot of people saw this as kind of a playoff elimination game. Not really great to be playing those sort of games in the middle of November, but that's where this team is in. They are what they are at 6-4, and which is better than, I guess, some of, you know, what the Bears are right now, I guess.
I saw an interview, I guess it was the Sunday Night Football interview with Michelle Tafoya, and she talked to Jalen Ramsey and mentioned him going back and forth with Allen Robinson and whether or not he had a bunch to say. And Jalen said, well, he didn't really respond. I thought I had some good jokes, but he didn't really come back with much. How much fun has it been? I just said about 60 seconds, but how much fun has it been to cover Jalen?
Yeah, great. You know, this is, you know, certainly they've gone with a different sort of structure. You know, this is a team of stars, and, you know, those stars are the team's leaders. And you know, Ramsey has been, you know, kind of fit right in. And, you know, it's crazy to think that just a couple weeks ago, this was a team, you know, that kind of had the personality of Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib, and
right.
Both those guys are gone. And you know, Ramsey has stepped right into that, you know, to that void. And then tonight, like I said, you know, Troy Hill, a player who went from a role player, special teams player, to making big plays on Sunday Night Football. So, you know, things are changing midstream with this team, but they're, you know, finding ways to win. And, you know, we're looking forward to learning more about Jalen as the season goes on. This is his debut. He's been a Ram for a month now, and this is the first time the people, you know, he's played in front of the people of Los Angeles in the Coliseum tonight. So that's, you know, that's what this team's been on the road, going to London and having a bye week. So, you know, it was a historic night tonight. First time Jalen Ramsey, who almost went to SC at the you know, at the end, got to, you know, there was a big they. He talked about how he was, you know, thought he was going to be a Trojan and end up going to Florida State, and, you know, how different things might have been for USC if he'd have changed his mind. But anyway, that's the past, and the future is he's a Ram.
And certainly is worthy of that Hollywood stage. All right, you can find Joe on Twitter at VCS Joe Curley. Ventura County Star covers the Rams. We always appreciate having a couple of minutes with you, Joe. Thanks so much.
Anytime, Amy. Good night.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.